This is a waived parole hearing for Michael Ring, ADC 39090. Mr. Ring has waived his opportunity to be present at this hearing. He's being heard for a general parole, home arrest, or absolute discharge. He became eligible for these on August 28, 2003. Board members conducting this hearing are the Honorable Luke Nionis, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name is Gail Rittenhouse. I'll start with a brief summary. Mr. Ring is serving a life sentence for murder, and there were 27 counts and related offenses with this offense, and all of those events occurred on August 28th, 1978. He also has a two-year sentence for escape, which has expired. Mr. Ring was approximately 24 years old when he committed this offense that resulted in all of these convictions. He was convicted by jury trial on November 2, 1978, and sentenced on December 12, 1978. He did appeal his conviction, and the convictions were upheld on February 19, 1982. Mr. Ring had a criminal history that dated back to 1967. As a juvenile, he was adjudicated as incorrigible and committed grand theft auto. As an adult, there were marijuana charges, failure to appear, and burglary. Since he's been in prison, Mr. Ring has accumulated 13 majors, which is somewhat moderate for someone who's been in prison as long as he has been. His last discipline, however, was way back in 2006, and that was a refusal to work, and he received a minor conviction for that. Mr. Ring has had multiple appearances before the board. In fact, he was granted parole in March of 2004. I apologize, I need to check that date. He has been granted parole and been revoked on previous occasions, and I'll get those dates.
March 2004 was he was granted parole.
March 2004 granted and revoked on September 29th, 2005. And then he was granted general parole again in May of 2010, and that was revoked in February of 2015. Those revocations, from what I can see in the record, resulted from one time there was an abscond, and the other time there was alcohol use. I should note that we have a letter of opposition in the file from the Yuma County Attorney opposing any sort of release or clemency for Mr. Ring. This crime involved Mr. Ring climbed into a skylight somehow got into a Safeway store, and he was in there before the employees started to arrive. And as they arrived, he kidnapped them and chained the hostages together, held them hostage together. There were numerous crimes, and some of these crimes were many kidnappings and assaults, burglary and theft, and I believe it was 9 employees who were involved in this. One of the victims, unfortunately, tripped, and she was chained around her neck, and as a result of her tripping or falling against the chain, she suffocated and died. And that was the murder charge that he is serving. Based on Mr. Ring's two previous attempts at community supervision and the nature of the crime in it on itself, I do not see him as a candidate for release to community supervision. However, I would listen to any input of fellow board members.
Great.
Okay, seeing no input from fellow board members, I'm going to make a motion then that we deny General Parole 412A 411 absolute discharge or home arrest for Mr. Ring. And based on the year of the crime, we do not have the opportunity to set this off for 6 months. So that's my motion.
Second.
Agree. Agreed.
Seconded, Mr. Johnson, agreed, Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. No set-off, release type denied is general parole, absolute discharge upon arrest. Reasons for denial, serious and violent offense, loss of human life. I'm going to say serious and deviant offense. Kidnapping and chaining people, trauma to the victim, serious bodily injury, multiple victims. He does not have recent discipline or poor institutional behavior. I did not mention his programming. He does have a limited amount of programming, but nothing is recent. So I'm going to check lack of programming on that. Poor no release plan, and there's no letters of support, and we have no supporters in the room today, nor do we have anyone representing the victim. Can board members think of any other reasons that should be checked for that one? Okay, then this is going to conclude the parole hearing for Mr. Michael Ring, ADC number 39090.